Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from my office here in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho and co-hosting with my friend Lisa Diamond down in Florida. We're just going to go through some announcements from this week's newsletter. And the first thing is, for those of you that want to go to Group Leader in 2021, we're doing a training for seniors only that want to make this move, and it's going to be this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be hosted by Regional Director Casey Conrad and Organizational Director Plus Deborah Brawley and Organizational Manager Claudia Field. And, of course, that's going to be BeamerMeetings.com at noon on Saturday, January 30th. So I encourage everybody that wants to make this move to Group Leader to get on this call. It's going to be really great training. We are doing a fast-track contest again, and this is really geared towards new distributors, IBDJs, being captained by one of their leaders. It requires a team of eight, no exceptions to that, nobody over eight, nothing under eight. And it really is designed just to create habits. It is fun, and it's kind of competitive, but the whole point is seriously just creating good habits on how do we become more effective at getting Beamers into people's lives. And then tonight we are having an equine presentation, so it's a live presentation starting at 8:30 Eastern time. And again, this is just the equine business and product presentation at 8:30 Eastern time. In your newsletter, you'll see Welcome to the Replay Lounge. And so these are some really great recordings of recent calls or meetings that we've had. This last Saturday, we had a really great kind of a marketing 101 training done by Regional Director Stacy DeVore on the new social media tools that are in our back office and how to access them. There's a recording, too, of the January national sales call. That was one of the best sales calls I've been involved in my time with Beamer, and we announced the launch of some really cool customer segmentation digital magazines geared towards ex-genners and athletes, and it's going to be a great tool to use as a follow-up tool, probably not a peaking tool, but a great follow-up tool. And then Tea Time recording, too, which explained the lease to buy program, as it's now going to be described. And that's going to be a really great opportunity. I'm not going to use it much except as a back pocket last option, because I think the goal is definitely to try to get people to understand the value of Beamer and bring one into their home right off the bat and make that investment in preventive medicine. But there are some people that maybe want to cushion that huge outlay a little bit and perhaps do the lease-to-buy program where it's $900 for the first 2 months, and then they finish the transaction and bring that Beamer into their home with a full purchase. The annual renewal fees are going out of $144 to pay for those two websites and everything that Beamer does for us from an administrative perspective. And those are being sent out in batches. I think people will get three opportunities to renew their $144 fee before they'll revert to customer status. And so that started last week. And we do have a really cool calendar now that is at the top of your distributor library. It's just one central location for all events that are happening with Beamer, and it's cool because you can hover over a particular event and you'll actually see who is hosting a particular maybe product presentation call on a Tuesday night, and so you'll understand who's presenting what and when. And we have some new products that we're going to be introducing. So they're, you know, we're going to have a beauty product and a home product and an office product. Of course, the Pro set will be back here in a few months, and the Go set will go forward. And we have some new pricing. This is available in your newsletter too. And Dr. Burka's guidance letter on the new developments with our Class 2 clearance and the new contraindications. That's an important letter to be reviewing. This has been sent out to all customers. And then, of course, we've got the educational opportunities to get new people in front of Beamer and have them see Beamer the first time from professionals. So we've got the Tuesday meetings at 9 p.m. Eastern time and Thursday meetings at 12 p.m. Eastern time, which is more business-oriented, kind of a lunch and learn. These are at beamermeetings.com. And we've got a lot of academies taking place. I'm teaching one with Bettina and her daughter this weekend on Friday and Saturday. And then we have more academies coming up in February. So check your calendars, get your new distributors registered for these academies. There's no cost to them. It's very convenient. They're done via Zoom. And, of course, you know, these new people have their 6 months to get this education under their belt. But the sooner, the better, and then they can feel really comfortable going out there and sharing Beamer and changing people's lives. Lisa, how's it going in Florida today?
David, it's beautiful in Florida today. Nice and warm.
Is it finally warm?
Yes, it's the way we like it. That's why we live here.
You're not having to wear your down jacket today?
No, no. I'm actually in shorts today, so it's good.
Good. Good for you.
So if whoever's listening have questions, we're doing a Q&A call today. So start hitting one. On your phone if you've got a question, and get in the queue so we can answer as many as possible. And if you are looking to be talking about Fast Track, they need leaders to step up and guide those teams. They need some team captains. So if that's something that you might be interested in, you want to contact assistant, send an email to George Varonis's assistant, and the email address is assistant@georgevaronis.com. And if you're looking to do Fast Track but you're not associated with a team yet, you also want to check with your upline and see who is captaining a team. Any questions about Fast Track if you've never done it before and you want to know more about it, hit one on your phone. Any questions regarding the upcoming rental program, the new redesigned back office, just general questions. That's what we're doing today here on whatever Wednesday. David, back to you.
Lisa, has there been talk about a shortage of team captains for Fast Track?
It was in the newsletter that they need captains.
God, I missed that.
That's okay.
Maybe I should
volunteer.
That's
why I'm here, David. That's why I'm here.
Thanks.
We're looking for captains.
Yep. We do have a caller in the queue, area code 713-569. 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk.
I didn't want y'all to get too lonesome. This is Sandra in Houston. Good morning.
Hello, Sandra.
Afternoon.
Good morning.
Hey, so on the digital magazines that we got a preview of the other day. What is the timeline of those coming out? Is it early February? I wasn't sure.
No, they are out. They're in your back office.
Oh, okay.
And we distributor library. They are underneath the sales and marketing tab. So if you've, for those who maybe haven't seen the redesign of the back office, there are now category section header tabs, and it tells you what you'll find in each of those sections. And then you click on that section that you're looking for. Anyway, it's in sales and marketing, and if you scroll down past the brand ambassadors, it has the customer segmentation. They are links. They're Adobe links, so you would actually copy and paste the link and send that to a prospect. So there's one for athletes that is an introduction to the product and testimonials. There's also one for athletes that are interested in the business opportunity, and then Generation X, which is an introduction to the product and testimonials.
Excellent. I guess they snuck that in on me because I was in the back office on Friday and I didn't see it.
Yes, I think they just got
anyway,
posted on Monday,
exciting.
Sandra. Understand, too, our audience that's listening, understand these are not designed to be the very first thing that somebody sees relating to Beamer. You know, these are more follow-up tools similar to what you might use iDecide for. So we still want to pique somebody's curiosity, probably get them the green screen blood flow videos and the 8-minute story. And then, you know, through further conversations with them, you know, we have to have all these different types of follow-up tools because 80% of Beamers end up in somebody's life between the 5th and the 12th exposure. So what can we use for another exposure? I view these as something to use in that kind of capacity. And then everybody, you know, check these too, because these are evolving, and just see if they're running very seamlessly for you. They have embedded videos within them, and there have been some little glitches. And so, you know, if you could, you know, all of you that are listening, maybe go review those and just see how they're running for you on your internet and your browsers, either Edge or Chrome. And give feedback to our national directors on how they're working for you. We need to keep working on these and fine-tuning them, and that feedback would be really helpful.
Yes, well, I'm very excited about having them as a tool. The preview of them was wonderful, and I guess I'll give you one more question. At least if you tell me it's in the back office, I'm going to go, I looked on Sunday. The Venus, for us to be able to order the backpack, I knew that was coming up. Is it February, or any thoughts on that? Knowledge?
I haven't heard a date yet, Lisa. Have you? We may have lost Lisa. Sandra, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Okay, so there wasn't a date on that. Okay.
No, I mean, I did hear maybe February, but I have not heard a definitive date.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay,
all right.
You got some more people asking questions in the queue.
Well, and if not, we'll just move on and get back to changing lives today, so we won't just sit here and talk just to hear ourselves talk. But thanks for calling in, Sandra. Yes, so it's Whatever Wednesday. If you have questions, hit 1 on your phone, rise in the queue. If we don't have any questions in the next minute or so, we'll conclude early. And we do encourage you to start using Tea Time on Wednesday nights at 7:30 Eastern time.
If you have been tuning into Tea Time on Thursdays, they have switched the link, and they're now using the general BeamerMeetings.com to log into that. And that is also, there's some Q&A involved in that as well. So,
great. Thanks, Lisa. Area code 407-421. 407-421, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Denise from Orlando, Florida.
Hello, Denise.
I have two questions. One, I went on the back office and downloaded the brochure, and I tried to follow the, I was doing this on my iPad, tried to follow the instructions on how to edit it so you could add your own information at the bottom, and I could not do it. Does that have to be done on a PC?
It is better to do it on a PC. However, it definitely would be difficult to do it on a phone. And the main reason for that is when you use those editable brochures, it instructs you to download an app. Did you do that?
Yes, I had that. It was actually on my iPad.
Okay. So once you have that app on your device, you should be able to open that flyer and just click in that area and start typing. You should get a flashing cursor that lets you know that you can start typing.
Okay, I'll try doing it on my
PC. But
PC
you need
then.
To make sure if you downloaded that app, and by the way, the app is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but Atlassian, Atlassian. And so if you're on a Mac product, you're going to have to, once it's downloaded, you have to like move it into your application to make it work.
Well, my PC is Chromebook, so would that make a difference?
No, it'll work on there as well. But if are you using an iPad when you tried to do it on your iPad?
I was using an iPad, yes.
Okay, so on the Mac products, once you download that, because it's not really I don't want to say it's really an app, but it's a program. So when you download that, you have to move it into your applications to make that functional, and that may be what is getting in the way.
Okay, good possibility, because I am not computer savvy. I try hard, but I'll keep trying. Also, my second question is, we were always taught, or at least I was taught and my team was taught, that the spot had three coils in it, one on top of another, just like the three coils of the strap, but just one on top of another, and therefore it was more intense. And then Dr. Burka said on one of the Saturday things, I think it was, that there was one coil in there. So now I'm confused.
No, Dr. Burke is correct. There's only one coil. So whoever taught you guys that there's three was absolutely incorrect. It is more focused, however, because the signal only comes out one direction. With the B pad, it comes out both sides of the B pad. But with the B spot, it only comes out one way. One reason it's more intense, plus the high-low button does not apply to the B-spot. So the B-spot, no matter what the high-low button shows, if it's on low, the B-spot is always high and cannot be changed. So three times
I remember
is an
that.
Intensive. Yep.
Okay. Alrighty, great. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Denise. Area code 704-724-704-724. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, hello. This is
Hi.
Eric, and I'm calling from the Charlotte area.
Hi, Eric.
Excuse me. I would like someone to give me some tips that have dealt with a chiropractor. I want to go after a chiropractor to get her, get her involved in my team, and. Yeah, does someone have any tips that work real good with chiropractors or some experience
first, Eric,
with chiropractors?
Do you know her? Do you know her? Do you have a relationship with her?
Not really. I have called her a couple times, and I talked to her a little bit about the Beamer, and she was amenable. I asked her if she wanted me to continue to talk. I said yes. She said yes. So anyway. Does someone have some tips that they've worked with a chiropractor and what seems to work for them?
Well, first of all, Eric, we got to know that we're not allowed to cold call healthcare practitioners. So
okay.
I mean, that's a major no-no according to compliance. With that said, though, however, I mean, I've kind of worked around this a couple times. I've actually booked chiropractic appointments to get myself adjusted. And during my adjustment, I've brought it up. Because once I'm in there and I'm getting an adjustment, in a sense, I have a relationship with that practitioner now.
Sure.
And then I'll just mention it. Oh, by the way, have you ever heard of Beamer? And then we'll talk about it a little bit while I'm getting my adjustment. And then I'll ask permission. Hey, you know, can I send you some information? But other than that, I mean, we can't cold call. Lisa, do you have suggestions?
So again, yes, you need to have the relationship. So if that's making an appointment and going in there, I think what you're looking for is, tips on once you're in there and having the Beamer conversation with the chiropractor is, how it can enhance the work that they are doing. So it's not going to replace what a chiropractor is doing, but by increasing microcirculation, it is easier often for chiropractors to make adjustments, and they hold longer. And so, you know, the main thing is to get that chiropractor on the Beamer themselves. I've done it where I've made two back-to-back appointments and beamed myself one time before I went and didn't beam myself the second time, to see if they could tell the difference. And so,
oh, that's interesting.
You know, just, yeah.
Huh. That is interesting. Okay.
I would admit,
well,
I never thought of doing something like that.
The other thing that you need to explain, and this is just a practitioner in general, is, you know, they want to know bottom line, like, how is this going to benefit their business? So, you know, it can be an additional stream of income, which everybody would enjoy. So you want to talk about that as from a business perspective. And, you know, there are several chiropractors successfully incorporating Beamer into their practice. And
I
so
know
you may
that,
want
yes.
to check with your upline. You may have some chiropractors on your team that could, you know, maybe do a three-way call.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that info.
You're welcome.
I'll follow
Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Eric. And then for the benefit of Eric, too, I mean, the back office distributor library, you know, we have the medical panel Q&A that came out just this last year. And it's contrasted with the medical panel Q&A from the 2018 convention, because the newer one is really more testimonials on Beamer and how it's incorporated into their practices and from a business perspective. So that's a really great video to share too, Eric, and that's in your Beamer back office, medical panel Q&A. Area code 831-760, you're live on Blog Talk.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Who's speaking with us?
Okay, good. Okay, great. Thank you. This is Sibylla, Monterey, California. And I just wanted to ask for an update where Brad is with the financing and the negotiations, how close we are to the 0% financing option.
Oh, that's a great question. I do not know the answer to that. Lisa, do you?
We don't have a definitive launch date. However, it is expected in the month of February.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Area code 720-774. You're live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning. This is Mary King. Good to hear
Hi, Mary.
Both of you. We have a lot of experience with chiropractors that come as patients to my husband. A few have decided to try being a distributor and find that unless they have someone in the office who can take care of giving people sessions, it doesn't work for them. There is one that I had hoped to get into. We have a chiropractor who does conferences around the U.S., and so he refers people that have, you know, chiropractors that have complaints. But they are multifaceted. They have rehab. They have a doctor. They have two chiropractors. They have a nurse. They're multifaceted. They could easily incorporate it. And I've seen it in another, he's not in our team, another chiropractor who has sort of a multifaceted practice. And he has beamers hanging from the ceiling, and they have to do some pre-exercise to warm up their joints, and then they can stand on both sides of the beamer so they can do two at a time. And that has worked for him, and he's continued using it. So, but as I said, most of them don't have those large practices and find it difficult and end up just referring people to us to get a beamer and to help them. So, I mean,
thanks,
I love
Mary.
That I can really incorporate it, but it's difficult, just like it is for MDs. My hand surgeon wanted it in his rehab department because I healed three times faster, needed hardly any therapy. But the director of the rehab section, physical therapy, she wasn't interested. So, you know, sometimes you get through to the top person, and then the one below who organizes it doesn't cooperate with you. So you just keep trying.
Right. It is hard for a lot of practitioners to incorporate this because they're so busy with their practice.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and maybe they're younger and they're raising a family and they're being a spouse, and there's only so much time. But
well,
it
I know
does
Dr.
depend
Wiley,
on the individual.
Dr. Wiley has it in his office. I'm not sure how much he's working at the present time, but he didn't do the sessions. His wife would do the instruction, and they'd have instructions
right.
Project walls because they would come in for a certain number of sessions.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Well,
in.
Thank you again.
Okay. Make it a great day. Area code 405-921, 405-921. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, this is in Oklahoma City. I wanted to let you know that I shared my Beamer experience with my neurologist yesterday. I had a visit on a video call, and he wanted to know, he was going to tell me that I was going to be restricted in driving from my incident I had in October for 6 months. And I told him what I use on my head 2 times a day. And he had me do some tests as he was watching me. And I didn't have information.
Sorry, you're breaking up badly and there's a lot of background noise. We missed a lot of what you just said.
Oh, my goodness. I may have to go in another area. Okay, I'm going to go out there and let's see if this will help. How's this?
Much better.
Oh, right. My name is Melissa, and I'm from Oklahoma City. I had a neurologist appointment yesterday, and my doctor wanted to know what I was using because after my event I had in October, he was going to restrict me of 6 months of driving. And I told him, I said, I have this device that helps with blood flow, and I put this B pad on my head. And he said, really, I want to know more about it. So I give him my website, and I gave him a few things. He said, I'm going to do the research on this. So that was very successful.
Good job. That's great. Thanks for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
And just for our audience that are listening in, you know, using the B-pad on the head, that was fine when we were a Class 1 medical device, but now today when it's Class 2, given the language of this particular category that we've been put in that isn't really representative, Beamer, but for lack of knowing what to do with this, the FDA pounded a round peg into a square hole, and we're in this particular category. And using the B-pad on the head is now considered off-label use. So that's just up to the individual, and we just don't coach or teach this in a public forum. So it's off-label use, just to let the audience know. And at this time, we don't have any more questions in the queue. If you have a question, please hit 1 on your phone and rise in the queue. We'll give you everybody a few seconds here. And if we don't have any questions, Lisa and I will wrap this up, and we can all go out there and start changing lives with Beamer. Lisa, anything you want to add today?
No. Thank you, as always, for being here, and go out and change some lives today.
It looks like we do have one more question. Area code 480-201, 480-201. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Kathleen.
Hello, Kathleen.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
Hey, I've got in with a facial plastic surgeon, and I'm wondering, how do I present using the Beamer after for his patients after facial plastic surgery?
Well, I know what I would do. I'd like to hear what Lisa
would
do.
Okay.
So I actually have quite a bit of experience doing this with clients that would, come in about 48 hours or a little longer after surgery, and applying either the B pad or the B spot to the area, and I can
tell me about that.
Well, I can consistently say across the board, anybody that has ever come into my wellness studio to use that for that has been, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ahead of where they would normally be.
Okay. Now, I know you just explained we can't talk about putting it on the head, but this is facial. So are you unofficially saying that we can go ahead, that you would
well,
put
you
it
still have
over?
To tell, you still have to tell people that you're doing, if you're doing that area, that it's off-label use.
Right.
You have to let them know that to be compliant. And
so would the pad just
they,
go over the face?
It depends on where they had the work done.
Okay, so it would go directly over where the work was done. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And again,
then would you do a program?
Well, so there are no protocols, right? And I can't really give protocols.
Okay. Sure.
So I can't really address that. But if you think about the body and what Beamer does and
mm-hmm.
how healing works, it's not a deep lying issue. It's, a recent acute area, with the surgery. So, it's nothing that has to go deep and long, but you're increasing blood flow, you're increasing oxygen, nutrients, and you're removing metabolic waste. So, things are, the body is naturally going to do what it does anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So, you would also want to just include the regular protocol with the pad down the spine and do an intensity along with the other targeted areas, correct?
Well, and let's not use the word protocol.
Okay.
Right. Basic plan.
Basic
suggested
plan.
Use.
There you go.
Suggested
you go.
Use is another
okay.
way to describe it.
Okay. All right.
But yeah,
so
you want the
you
whole body. You want the whole body being. Yeah, you want to do that down the spine as well.
And you can do that. You would do that the full body first, and then do the targeted areas?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Sorry, I know I'm asking super basic questions, but I just
know
don't want to assume anything.
It's not your question. I'm just trying to answer compliantly.
I know.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. So, all right. Well, thank you so much. That really helped.
And then the way I handle it with MDs, I treat MDs differently. I mean, 65, 70% of my time I spend with my peer group and maybe the ex-genners and their parents. I spend about 25 to 30% of my time with, you know, naturopaths and chiropractors and acupuncturists and physical therapists, massage therapists, et cetera. I spend about 5% of my time with MDs because in the United States, they're a pretty challenging group of people to talk to, and they're very educated. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have enough general education on PEMF to know that it's been proven to have minor therapeutic benefits. And the, you know, the moment PEMF comes up, they kind of roll their eyes and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, if they were to do their research, they would see a 30% increase in blood flow at the cellular level lasting 12 to 16 hours from 1 8-minute session. Isn't yeah, yeah, yeah. It's paradigm
right.
shift kind of stuff. But I kind of talk to MDs about just getting the Beamer into their home versus their practice. Because so many MDs, if they look at it from the perspective of bringing it into their practice, they often look at it from a clinician's perspective. Okay, where's the U.S. trials? Well, there's no U.S. trials that I've seen. You know, all the placebo-controlled, double-blind, randomized peer-reviewed studies have been done out of Europe. And mm-hmm. however, I have a lot more success talking about getting the Beamer into their home and affecting themselves and their family than I do in their practice. And then if I get into their home, they're likely going to have a great experience, or family members are going to have a great experience. And then they start thinking about how they can incorporate it into their practice. But
yeah.
that's because I'm not
yeah,
a very patient
perfect.
Person, and I lose my patience with MDs, and I think Lisa may be way more patient than I am. So I just talk about getting it into their home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that sounds really good. In fact, my tip was that he has pain after he does surgery. So there you go. I've got to
mm-hmm.
weigh in.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Well, I'll
Thanks
let you know
in.
if I can break through that wall, that MD wall.
That'd be great. Yeah, we'd love to hear it if you do.
All right. Okay, thank you
so
much.
Make it a great Wednesday. And we have time for another question. Area code 315-418. 315-418, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Yes, we can. Who are we speaking with?
Great. Great. I'm Dan Weaver. I'm an MD. I think I'm easy
Hi, Dan.
To talk to, but I'd love to dialogue. I've used Beamer for about two and a half years personally. I work for a healthcare network who originally let me use it a little bit in my practice, but then because of the fact that it's kind of sold by independent distributors and not necessarily by a device sales rep, they had some issues with liability they're concerned about. So I've set up my own practice individually, externally from my network practice to be able to simply provide my patients an opportunity free of charge to come and utilize the Beamer for some of the issues that I think they could benefit from.
Dan, we need more people like you. Oh, my gosh. I hope you can have an influence over your fellow, your colleagues. You know, because the MDs in the United States, they bring so much credibility to the table. If we can get them involved. And in my 5 years, I have seen a shift where people are being way more open-minded and microcirculation in and of itself is really getting more of a focus in the United States. Are you seeing that, Dan?
I am, absolutely. But you were right on with the way you said how you approach it, trying to get them to use it individually. There are so many things within medicine that time restrictions wouldn't allow us to go into right now that absolutely will never be proven by a double-blind study, and even the ones that have been proven in the past that now we know are wrong. So that's not the end-all be-all. I think it was within a Beamer conference. Somebody said, we have a double-blind study we want you to participate in, and that's where the gravity works. Here, you're going to get the parachute, you're not. And then we're going to cross you over at the end. You know, it's obviously
right.
There are things that we know because we know them, we see them, we see the evidence. It's not necessarily something that's going to be well-studied. And there's so many things in that area. But the way you're approaching it, I do believe that there would be a change, but many MDs are just recalcitrant in their, what they're told, what they're taught, and it's whether it's nutrition or supplements or so many other things that I do in my practice, they discount it, and yet it works, and it could actually save lives. They just need to be more open-minded. I think there will be a paradigm shift going forward in the next 10 years. PEMF devices, the network I use for work for has a PEMF device for a specific entity with a urogynecological problem that they will use all the time and believe that it works because of what it does, and yet they won't necessarily consider the overall benefits of the vascular therapy of a Beamer.
Dan, what's your last name?
Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R. I'm in central New York, up near the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York.
Well, I mean, speaking for myself, I'm thrilled that you are on board helping share this modality. And, yes, I'm excited to know that there's people like you that are getting involved.
Absolutely. And I think Dr. Burka and others go in the right direction in the future where we can have some MDs come together and some groups that can start maybe having, you know, I love the idea of the Beamer Medical Representative. I still am pursuing trying to figure out how to make that happen again.
Great. Dan,
thank you so much for your
time. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm glad I logged on today. It was a little late, but I'm glad I got on to hear what the comment was and feel like I had something to add.
We are too. Thank you for your feedback and make it a great Wednesday. Area code 717, this is our last question, 656-717-656, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Lydia from Pennsylvania. I was wondering if thanks for your program. I was wondering if you would give him my phone number and ask him if he would like to contact me. I would have a very wonderful question to ask him, but maybe he doesn't want to do that. I would appreciate that.
If you want to give your phone number out, hang on a second. Let me get Dan back on here and just see if he can share maybe his business email address. Dan, are you still there?
Yeah, actually, just reach me through the Beamer Mail at daniel.weaver@beamermail.com.
Daniel.weaver at, what was the rest?
Beamer Mail, B-E-M-E-R-M-A-I-L.
Okay. Okay. Is it W-E-A-V-E-R, Weaver?
That is correct, W-E-A-V-E-R.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Okay.
All right,
thank
everyone.
You. Wonderful journey
for
you.
Thanks for calling in today. And we appreciate everybody who is part of our weekly audience. Lisa, thanks for co-hosting with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And everybody go out there and make it a great Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.